FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz. We're heading toward the end of the year, end of the month, and with us is Gordon T. Long. We're going to see what harkens ahead for the coming year. Gordon, welcome back.
Thank you, Kerry. It's always a pleasure.
Hey, so.
And best of the season to you.
Hey, and likewise, of course. So, well, I guess before we figure out where we're going, we should kind of take a look at where we've been here. A lot of interesting trends have converged, haven't they?
Are converging. Yes. We're in a process of a lot of them coming to fruition, which leads into 2017, the kinds of themes that we can expect. But, you know, we've had so many real disruptions here, whether it's Brexit, whether it's the Trump surprise election or win, whether it's the Italian referendum. I mean, these are all, you know, anti-establishment, anti-globalization, anti-status quo kinds of things. And when I go through Europe and look at what I think will happen in 2017 in Europe, I see just it's accelerating. And all this is political instability. That's what it all leads to.
Yeah. So political instability and disintegration of the EU. And what's going to replace this system here? Because it looks like the system we've been living under for nearly 70 years, 65 years, is going to be no more.
When you have this kind of instability or potential instability, usually it's an indication of change trying to happen. And, we've outlived Bretton Woods and at the time we had the dollar standard. Now we have a fiat dollar. There's so many things that have changed, but haven't changed, and the systems haven't adjusted to it. And it's my feeling, Kerry, that we do not have real growth anymore. And I don't care what the GDP numbers, and as bad as they are, I think they're much worse if they were properly accounted for. And that's a discussion in itself. But the bottom line is, when you don't have growth and increasing standard of living, the social contract between the electors and the elected, the political class, are in trouble, because that's their job, is to deliver a society. It's an unwritten social contract. Deliver the opportunity that your kids will be better off than you, and if you work hard, you can be successful. That's not working. And it's not about the United States. It's right throughout the developed world. And to me, that's the root, whether people articulated it or not, of why there is anti-globalization or trade or anywhere in the establishment. And as I said, the status quo. And we were talking briefly before we began, but, you know, I put together in 2007, the financial crisis, a grid that said, we're in the middle of a financial crisis. We'll get out of it, but it'll lead to an economic crisis over the next numbers of years. And eventually it'll lead to a political crisis. I believe that's unfolded. And we've been experiencing real economic issues here for a number of years. They're not quite finished, but we're moving into that next phase, a political crisis, political problems, political instability, changes of governments, the kinds of governments. Look in Italy, Pepe Brillo. Grillo wins. I mean, that's totally anti-establishment. That's probably going to happen. Marie Le Pen, establishment, but it's anti-EU in France. I don't think Merkel can make it. I think there's issues in the Netherlands. We just talked about Brexit. So it's coming, but it's this political issue. And in another axis of that, Kerry, is I believe we'd move from, country problems, which the financial crisis was, primarily the U.S., to regional crises, which we've seen with the EU in 2012 and Greece, et cetera, and with Italy. I mean, there's more to come there. But the next stage is a global issue, global economic problems. And I see that as looming and coming through into 2017. And we're seeing all the underpinnings of it in terms of the U.S. dollar. We're seeing it in bonds and negative interest rates, et cetera, to say there's fundamental structural problems that aren't being fixed and something's going to break or snap in here.
Yeah. So
I think 2017 may not be when it snaps, but we're going to see a lot of attempted repair politically that's unacceptable.
What's going to break?
This is going to be an opportunity to make a lot of money, too. If you're on the right side of this, these kinds of there's money to be made. And there's also a large amount of money to be lost if you're not careful.
So what's going to break first here, Gordon?
I think it's going to, you know, it's really interesting. I think it's going to stem from China. It'll be Europe, but it's going to stem from China. And I'm talking about currencies, because I'm looking at China and the flight of currency out of China, that they're trying to stop it. And, you know, we've always said, you know, Trump's been parading around saying they're currency manipulators, which they are. And they have a cheap currency and it's made them too competitive against us. Valid point. But right now, the yuan is in free fall. They're trying to shore it up. They're selling treasuries, U.S. treasuries, to such an extent because their currencies are in free fall, and they're trying to stop the flight of capital. They've got to make it more attractive. If it's falling, people are going to get out of the currency, not just the Chinese. And a big part of their economy, and people don't really realize it, is capital formation and capital coming into it on the financial side. They have huge exports, absolutely. But they have huge imports. The net of that is not the big part of their GDP. It's it's the I, investment in the GDP, consumption plus investment plus government plus the net of import exports. And that's what's falling. And that's their problem. So I see this dollar strength right now. When we have a dollar strength, typically the crisis that happens is outside the United States and it's global. I go back 60 years and show you charts of exactly that. And I think it's going to be a Chinese problem, probably stemming from the euro yen kinds of debacle, and therefore leading into the yuan, but in regards to the U.S. dollar. And quickly, what that's going to mean is global trade is a U.S. recession. Now we have the two biggest global economic powers in the world in troubles. That is not good. That is not good for the rest.
Yeah,
and does that make sense to you, Kerry? Does that follow your logic too?
Yeah, well, I just see the strong dollar. It's a real destabilizing force for everybody, right?
Absolutely. That's the issue. But it's also the least ugly at the party right now. And everybody's flooding into it for good reasons or bad reasons. But it's killing the rest of the world. It's killing global trade. And it's not good. And it's not good for profits right here in the U.S.
No, not good for that.
When you have to repatriate, and then you got all the emerging markets, which close to, my guess is close to $9 trillion that they've done on the U.S. dollar carry trade since we went with cheap money in 2008, 2009 with reinflation, and now they can't pay it as their economy's slow. So there's defaults in there. I'm painting a pretty negative picture. I'm just trying to say that the problems are getting more serious. It'll go on for a while. We know that. But you know, Kerry, aside, another part of this too is we have two huge tectonic pressures fight right now and are fighting each other. One is it's the end of the debt super cycle. And if you look at any charts, you know, in any long wave cycles, and that it's at that point, and you can see it just the amount of debt we can't carry anymore. It starts to collapse, and we get the deleveraging, et cetera. We're due for that, but we've been doing everything in our power to stop it, rightly or wrongly. So you've got that incredible pressure. On the other side of it, you've got all the things that we're doing to try and stop it. All these games and changes in regulations that the central banks, whether it's printing money, whether it's negative interest rates, whether it's change in the regulations, et cetera, to keep this thing afloat. And it's, you know, and I've done charts where I think we're going to, the other flip of it, a Minsky melt up. And in many ways, we're watching a tremendous blow off here in the U.S. equity markets. So who's going to win? You know, which one of these powers is going to shape up and win it? But I think we'll know the answer in 2017.
Yeah. Well, So what do you do here besides build a bunker?
Well, building a bunker is not going to help. You still need food and water, and that has to come in on a daily basis. Well, I guess it does help. But what you got to do is, I believe, is you got to really look at this as an opportunity, not something to be frightened of, and get back to the basics of what wealth is and how wealth is really created. You know, and wealth is not created by printing by printing money or printing paper claims. And remember, most of everything we have are paper claims. Wealth is created by either you build it, you mine it, or you grow it at the most fundamental levels. So, you know, it's looking at hard, we all know looking at hard assets, but it's a complex game in looking at these hard assets. And they're hard assets where you have to look at free discounted cash flows. And maybe you have to look outside the traditional securities markets. You know, stocks are not necessarily the only answer, the only investment vehicle, or bonds, you know, exchange-traded securities. There's a lot of assets out there for individuals if they want to do their homework. So I think it's better to have a really good professional investment advisor who's got a broader picture. Yeah. And as opposed to, let's just buy an ETF, let's just buy an index, and now we're guaranteed to do what the market does. If the market's going down, we're guaranteed to lose money.
Right.
Or a correction in it. So kind of, you know, it's always the same. Be prudent, but really get out and do and pay attention to what's happening. Pay attention to what's in the what's in front of us. I think we just ignore it. I you know, like right now, everybody says, oh, the markets are going up. What a great time. The U.S. market has went up dramatically, but the global market cap for all of global equities added to the global bonds is falling, and it's a steady trend down. And it has been since August. But even if you go back into 2014, overall, it's been a steady downtrend. And right now, we're banging at the high end of that those channels, by the way. So you can see a lot of very clear trends if you stand back a little ways and you look at them over a longer period of time, which will allow you to answer that question you raised. What do you do?
Yeah, so you got to be ready to do anything, I guess, is the answer.
Well, today, you got to be nimble. That's for sure.
And not hooked into your mindset there at the risk of everything. So dangerous times ahead, huh?
Well, they're always dangerous, aren't they, Kerry? I mean, even in times where I made a lot of money, I was still nervous about the kinds of problems. but you know, that's when you make money. It's the old expression: the time is when the blood is on the street.
Yeah, danger and opportunity, right?
That's when exactly. But you've got to know what you're truly looking at, and that in itself is so difficult today because the media itself is not something you can rely on anymore. And I mean that in the strongest terms.
Oh, yeah.
They're not your source for any kind of basic investment thinking. Okay.
Oh,
just
God, yeah.
you've got, if it's in the newspaper, ignore it. Other than something as a comment on public sentiment, you have got to get out. And the internet is so incredible to be able to find real information. It's there
and
if you're willing to dig and look at it. But it's not the kind of stuff that's all packaged for you and said, here it is. Just do this and you'll be rich. You've got to go connect the dots and abstract ideas and actually do something really novel, do some real hard thinking and challenge a lot of the premises. Because, you know, Kerry, the biggest amount of money is always made when a lot of the momentum is based on a false premise. And if you can see false premises and you have the confidence to say, this is garbage, that's where you make, I've always made most of my money. But it was that, I don't know, it was a pretty gutsy move and sweaty palms when I finally had to pull the trigger and says, I'm going against this. But that's when I made my biggest gains. I made my biggest losses when I says, yeah, this is really clear. This is obvious what's going to happen. And everybody I talk to says, yeah, and yep, apps. And I've talked to some really good people. And that's when I always lose the most money.
They know best. The smart money, you know, you follow the smart money. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
And the smart money doesn't talk about it, Kerry. That's what you got to understand. It's like you say, oh, I saw all these smart people on TV. You got to remember they're all on the sell side, right? They're selling products. The guys who are on the buy side, they're not on TV telling you their strategy. That's just not what they do.
Absolutely not. So, well,
and I don't think most people even understand the difference between the sell side and the buy side, frankly.
For sure. Well, you know what, Gordon, you've given us a lot to think about here. We got to chew this one over. Anyway, what website do we read your latest work at, Gordon?
Well, thank you, Kerry. Absolutely. I have another new site out called Mata SII, MATASII, and we publish a tremendous amount of pure research on that site for those who want to really look at research, technical charts, et cetera. Sure. And of course, macro analytics, where we do a lot of videos, where we interview people like yourself, but in a very targeted fashion on investment sure. ideas.
All right. And as always, you'll find a link to Gordon's site on our site, financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Gordon, have a great holiday. Happy New Year to you and yours. We will connect with you next year and hopefully start getting a better idea of what direction we need to take to avoid what's heading our direction here. All right?
Absolutely. So, absolutely. And hopefully we're making a lot of money by then too, right?
Yeah, we can only hope, right?
Yeah, absolutely. All the best.
Hey, you too. Be well.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get 3 free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.